Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. In our next segment, we talk with North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple.
I have set this up because when we issued an executive order yesterday for emergency evacuation of the area north of the Cannonball, it got quite a bit of attention, and I think there was a need for more explanation of exactly what that order means. I'm going to start out with more of an example and then kind of go a little further from there. This is the same method that we use dealing with a flood threat. We have a long history of using this type of when a river rises and an area, usually a residential area, is threatened by rising waters. An emergency evacuation order means, quite simply, we believe that you are in a dangerous location. We believe that there is a threat to your health and safety, and we are advising you to leave that area. And that is, in essence, the whole entire meaning of evacuation order. Now, in the case of rising floodwaters, it happens that people do not heed the order. They do make a decision of their own whether or not they need to evacuate, and that always creates, the same question. And that is, would we forcibly move people out of their home or out of the place where they are living? And the answer is almost always no. That is not the purpose of the order. The purpose is to, in essence, put people on notice that we believe that they should move to a different location. What happened in the last couple of days is what we knew would eventually happen. Winter conditions have moved in on North Dakota, and we knew that main camp on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers land would be problematic when snow arrived. Snow has arrived with a vengeance. Bismarck got 18 inches of snow in this storm, and right away, I think people can see the added danger that brings in an area where people are living close together. There essentially are no roads or streets, other means of getting around safely. And now, if we were to have another similar snow event, about the same as we just had, it creates the potential for people literally being buried with snow in that area, and it becomes truly dangerous. So that is the purpose of the order. We're encouraging people to find a better place to be. And as we get into the later stages of the winter, we also have a danger flooding in that area. Ice jams do regularly form on the Missouri River. That area has a history of backing up water and inundating much of that area. Now, that is not about to happen in November, December, probably, but it certainly can happen during the winter. So all in all, not a good place to be, and everybody needs to know that. I guess we would just take any questions you might have. I've got the Adjutant General here, the Lieutenant Governor, and the head of my Highway Patrol. If you have any questions about how this works.
Do we just jump right in?
Sure. Please identify yourself when you...
sounds good. Governor, this is Ernie Schneider with Reuters. Can you sort of just explain what happened yesterday when there was a lot of miscommunication with Morton County Sheriff and the Department of Emergency Services as to, you know, blocking supplies, not blocking supplies, creating a roadblock, not creating a roadblock? I think there was a lot of confusion yesterday about that. Can you sort of unpack how that happened and just sort of, you know, give us an update as to where we are right now?
Well, yes. Obviously, there was plenty of confusion, and that's why we're here. I think that there's just a misunderstanding of exactly how we're going to we have, you know, people maybe trying to make comments about, you know, how much legal authority there is in an executive order. That's an entirely different question. That's not what we're talking about here. You know, we are not claiming that we have any special authority to do anything unusual. We will not be blocking supplies to people of food and water and clothing. Obviously, that would be a huge mistake from a humanitarian standpoint to do anything like that. All we're saying is that we encourage you to find a better place to be. And we will continue to do that. And we want the entire public to know that this is not a safe place. No, we are not going to have roadblocks, and we are not going to be stopping vehicles.
Gotcha. What if the protesters move just south of the Cannonball to the reservation? Does that not still create the same exact problem?
Well, there is definitely a dilemma there. You know, many people are in that large camp. You know, what options do they have? Over the last few months, there has been a lot of talk about providing more shelter in the Cannonball area, possibly more of a winter-ready camp to be established someplace else. To the best of my knowledge, that has not really developed to any great extent. So the options, you know, are limited.
To listen to the full-length interview with North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Hello, my name is Otis, and I'm with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. With me today is Chris Olson, co-owner of Treasure Island. What is the coolest thing you've bought or sold or found from a metal detector at Treasure Island?
Well, the coolest thing that we've bought or sold, man, it's been so many things.
Or found.
Well, my dad has found ancient Celtic gold coins. He found a Roman gold signet ring that was used by a Roman official to stamp a wax seal for the envelopes that he would send to other people. So my dad has a gold ring with a wax seal, or with a signet ring that is used for stamping. My dad has found a papal bulla in a ancient Roman battlefield in England, and so that was a big lead seal that the Pope would use to seal a communication that he was sending somewhere else to some other country. And so my dad found one of those buried in the ground.
It was lead?
Yeah, it's a lead seal. It was lead, yep.
Yeah,
painted
poisonous.
Lead. Yeah, lead is, yeah, you gotta watch out for lead. So he's found lots of cool stuff, and we buy all kinds of cool things. Right now we have two sterling silver elephants with real ivory tusks.
I want an elephant.
That they're probably 20 or 30 years old, but they're big silver elephants, and we're trying to figure out what to do with them because they're worth some money. But we always find cool stuff here. I can't even begin to remember how many cool things we've bought and sold.
Well, thank you for your time.
It was a pleasure.